Two tiny birds are causing a great deal of excitement among the bird watchers of New York State. Last week, a pair of hummingbirds were identified in a Manhattan park. Within hours of the bird sighting, a certain subspecies of bird watcher could also be seen taking binoculars out of their desk drawers and leaving their workplaces on the flimsiest of excuses. One of them was Brad Klein.
You may be surprised to learn that there is a nationwide network of hotline phone numbers that exists just to serve America's bird watchers.
Greetings. This is the New York Rare Bird Alert for Friday, December 7th at 1 p.m. The two young male calliope hummingbirds continue through today to frequent the garden at Fort Tryon Park in northern Manhattan.
Calliope hummingbirds, the smallest bird found in North America. When I arrived in the park, I found a handful of birders surrounding a bushy salvia that has held many of its deep purple flowers well into December. Within a few minutes, a colorful feathered blur descended from the cool blue sky. It paused in midair and then thrust its bill deep into a tiny blossom, hovered, and drank. Big deal, you say. But this species has never been seen in New York State. It breeds in the far western U.S. and Canada. It weighs less than a copper penny, but every year flies over 1,000 miles to spend the winter deep in Mexico. Except for these two. Two hummers who flew the breadth of the continent to spend the winter in New York City, a place where they cannot possibly survive. Hundreds of people have heard about the birds via Rare Bird Alert or fax or cell phone or word of mouth, and last weekend the park was crowded. Dozens of lenses turned toward the purple salvia, cameras, spotting scopes, and binoculars. Bird watchers came to add a new species to their New York State life list, but they lingered to talk to one another. First, about the sheer beauty of shining green feathers, and then the unseasonably warm weather, followed by wild speculation. Where did the birds come from? Are they siblings? And what's to be done? Capture them, put up a feeder, or let nature take its course? Wrong Way Corrigan comes to mind, the aviator who in the 1930s famously took off from New York for California and landed in Ireland. But I prefer to think of these two as the avian Lewis and Clark. They were possessed by an irresistible urge and boldly sought out a new direction when countless others took the well-traveled route to the south. Without human intervention, their venture will probably end tragically. But this kind of risk-taking reveals Darwinian evolution in action. Without behavioral variation, like this bold and doomed new flight plan, natural selection would lack the raw materials it needs to create our miraculous natural world.